good Thursday morning, friends. How are you all doing? This is CA, your Christian on-air personality on iHeartRadio. Yes, it is. It is Thursday, and I hope everybody's doing well. We got, one more day, and then our weekend kicks off, so great and wonderful things will be happening. Well, before I tell you what's going to be happening on my show today, I want to share some more thoughts with you, and I also want to give you firsthand, our email address. I've had a lot of you guys with new music that wants to email me. Feel free. You can do that with an attachment. morningsbrew@gmail.com. Again, morningsbrew@gmail.com. Also, you can call or text line 1-800-978-9735. Again, 1-800-978-9735. That's the Morning Brew prayer line. Again, text or call, prayer request. Maybe you got a PTL report. What a lot of people say, what's a PTL report? An abbreviation that means praise the Lord report. Something great and wonderful has happened in your life, and you want me to share it on the air? So I just wanted to let you guys know that, okay? All right, but before I get started, I just wanted to share with you guys that it looks like justice is hopefully going to be served there for Mr. Floyd. I normally don't bring this up, and this will be a while before I even bring it up again, but it looks like some of the protesters, it's getting a little bit more peaceful, and that's good. We just stay strong in America. We need to continue to be united. We also got to remember that that crazy virus is still floating around. Some states are reporting spikes. And it's getting hotter. I was crazy me. You want to hear something crazy? I drive a 2020 Chevrolet product, brand new car. And I've only had it for about a couple of months. Well, when you're on the road and you're driving, there's all kinds of construction. Of course, Faith Studio One is located in Fort Worth, Texas, by the way. But what happened was when I was driving, I got out of my car, was running some errands, came back before I got into my car, looked and I saw something shiny. I guess with the sunlight shining on the back driver's side rear tire. Well, come to find out I had a screw on it and it was in the area where I already knew it wasn't going to be repairable. So my good friends, that's right, let me give a shout out in Hearst, Texas. Good friends out there, Discount Tire got me taken care of within about 30 minutes. Was out an expense of about $142 for a tire. That's just the way it is. Our construction guys are getting a little sloppy, I think, by just throwing screws and stuff like that, and our car's picking them up. If you notice, you know, since people are getting out and the workforce is getting back slowly but surely, you will notice that there's more construction wherever you live, especially in Fort Worth. There's a lot of construction. Dallas the same way, I'm sure. Haven't been out there in a while. But anyway, enough mumbo-jumbo of that. Just please continue to use your social distancing. It looks like in the state of Texas, the governor's now opened it up to 50%. So, but keep in mind that invisible virus is still there. There's not a vaccine. I'm not trying to preach it in anybody. Just use your book smart and everything as churches continue to reopen and continue their protocol for safety. Okay, here we go. Here's what's on today's show. All right, Baker Shine is in the building. We're going to talk about bakery products. He wants to share a little bit with you with that. And today I'm going to be Bible teaching on types of love in Scripture and how to experience them today. I believe you guys are going to really get a lot out of it as I continue my series on love, okay? What the world needs now is love, sweet love. Amen? Amen. Also, I have a Bible devotion I'm fixing to read to you here in a little bit. The Divine Fire. You're going to love that as well. And I got some great Christian music. I forgot to play a T-Mac song. Yes, we will play a T-Mac song, Toby Mac song here in a little bit. Also, if you didn't know already, let's keep in prayer Amy Grant, my friend Amy Grant. I found out yesterday in social media that she had open heart surgery yesterday. I talked to one of my DJ friends from a well-known radio station yesterday via Facebook message on Messenger, and he told me that she is recovering and she's doing fine. The other post says that Amy Grant did do great on her open heart surgery, but she's got a long road ahead of her on deep recovery. So let's remember, my friend, I've shared the how I met Amy Grant. Let's lift her up in prayer today, and we will at the close of our service. I mean, our service, our podcast show. See how it is when you only got one cup of coffee? Crazy, isn't it? Go get another cup of coffee. Okay? That's what happens when you go raw on a show, okay? All right, let's talk about our my favorite thing and yours. Bible devotion for today. All right, there we go. See, CA is just as normal as everybody else is, even though I'm an on-air personality on iHeartRadio. Okay, well, the divine fire. Friends, if you take it back in the book of Ezekiel, chapter 11 and verse 19, a little short verse here for you. I will give them a new heart and a new mind. Now, when a person comes in contact with the living God, he or she can never be the same again. In fact, the divine fire either draws or drives, saves, destroys, helps, or hinders. Accepted and utilized, it also becomes a boom and a blessing. Rejected, it also becomes a bane or and even a curse. One dying thief was drawn to the warmth of the Savior's. He responded in faith and he was saved. The other thief turned away and rejected God's compassion. He was lost forever. You see, God takes the weak and he makes them strong. He takes the veil and he makes them clean. He takes the worthlessness and he makes them worthwhile. He takes the sinful and makes them pure. With this in mind, Ezekiel said, "Thus saith the Lord, I will give them a new heart and a new mind. I will take away their stubborn heart of stone and give them an obedient heart." You also find that again in Ezekiel chapter 11 and verse 19. So, no, you will never be the same once you know Christ. What difference will he make in your life today? Well, he's made, I will tell you this before I carry on. He's made a lot of differences in my life. He's made my life complete. He's made my life whole. He loves me and I love him and he loves y'all. And if it wasn't for God sending his heavenly son, you know, Jesus, I mean, he didn't have to do it, but he did it because he loved us. Hung on the cross, paid. My sins was nailed on the cross. Your sins, everybody's sins was nailed on the cross. Because he loved us. Thank you, Jesus. And you know what? When he died on the cross, resurrected on the third day, he is alive. I'm telling you, he's alive and well. If you don't have him in your heart, get him in your heart today. All right, that being said, stand by your friend, my friend, the great Baker Shine. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, may I introduce to you my friend, your friend, from the bakery shop. That's right, Baker Shine. Baker, how are you doing, sir?
CA, I am doing just fine, and thank you, everybody, for letting me play my intro music from time to time. I'm going to play Let It Shine, Let It Shine, Let It Shine. Not just because I'm Baker Shine, because I want the world to know that Jesus' light is always shining. And we need to let it shine all the time. That's right.
Amen? Amen, brother. Amen. Well, goodness gracious. Well, I'm glad you're doing well. You look like you're holding up healthy. COVID-19, the infection rate is kind of starting to kind of rise a little bit. We're still praying for a vaccine. I'm glad you got your mask. We got plenty of hand sanitizer here at Faith Studio One. And we're just glad to have you. So tell me, what the heck's been going on in the bakery land? I'm going to put it all to you, buddy, with some music, background music.
Well, see, I just want to say one thing. Thank you for playing Fielder's Bueller, by the way. I love that show. Well, have you ever made... Now, ladies, you may know what I'm talking about. It's a blueberry pie that has a mixture of pecans. And it also... I put strawberries... No, not strawberries. Cherries in with that. T.A., that is the most delicious, and it just so happens I brought you some.
Oh, yeah. Well, thank you, Baker Shine. I can have that along with my pumpkin spice this morning, which I am completely out of. Security Sam went through a lot of that.
I bet he did, that little rascal. Well, let me share something with you while you're eating that. Had a guy come in the donut shop. Well, bakery shop. We do donuts, too, by the way. He asked me for a rum donut. Have you ever heard of that?
A rum donut?
Yeah, a rum donut. I've heard of rum cake, but he wanted to know if I make rum donuts. He wanted a dozen rum donuts.
Oh, my goodness. Well, how in the world did you handle that?
Well, I just told him all I do is the cakes and a certain amount of donuts, but not rum. And he said, oh, Baker Shine, I'm talking, have you ever heard of rum donuts, the rum-a-tum-tum?
Oh, my Lord. Was he trying to be comical?
Yeah, I think he was on a sugar high, if you catch my drift.
Sounds like it. Goodness gracious. Well, in your kind of business, I'm sure you get all kinds of crazy characters.
Yeah, and they thought I was a character. Well, I got news for them. Don't cross Baker Shine now when you walk in the bakery shop. That's for sure.
Amen. Well, I'm glad that you shared that, and I'll take it off of Fielder's Bueller. Because it did sound a little comical. Rum donut. Okay, R-U-M donut. Well, I've heard of rum cake. I've had a rum cake before, but rum donut I can't say. That I've ever heard of that. Goodness gracious, the way this whole world gets sometimes with everybody wanting all kinds and we try to keep it clean here, by the way, on the Morning Brew Christian podcast show. Jeez. You know, while we're talking about donuts, well, we talked about cakes and stuff, but you know, there's a particular donut that I like. And I'm going to tell you which one that is. That is the, it's got the, it's simply made. It's the glaze, but it has the chocolate on top. And it's delicious. In fact, sometimes back in the day, the kids would call me and say, Dad, will you pick me up donut? Yeah, what kind do you want? Well, all three of them would naturally want the famous, and it's still famous, Baker Shine, if you know what I'm talking about. We're talking about the pig in the blanket, or well, that's what we called it back in the day, or the sausage that's in the biscuit or whatever you call the thing. Pig in a blanket, I guess they still call it. We got that. You know, me and my daughter, we go get, because she called me up, Dad, I want to go with you too. Okay. So she go with me, and then we go down there, the oldest one, second oldest. Well, what did you ask Mary and Cody like? Well, he liked the pigs in the blanket back in the day, and he always liked glazed. Now, for some weird reason, my kids go bananas over glazed donuts. Glazed are good, but I'm going to tell you something. Hot glazed are the best, okay? But the thing about hot glazed is it can get pretty doggone sloppy sometimes. But you also got to watch your sugar content, too, as far as how many donuts you eat. Because I'm in the process of losing a few pounds and everything. So I have to be kind of careful with my weight. I'm going to try to get on this carb diet that I've talked to some people about that sounds like that's kind of piquing my interest. And it's hard now because we all get hungry, right? That's just the way the bottom line is. But anyway, thank you, my friend, so much for stopping by today. And will you lead me off on this next song?
I sure will there, C.A. We need a comeback, and Danny Glottley reminds us of the comeback. Only on the Morning Brew Christian Podcast Show. Bye for now.
Bye, Bakershine.
Thank you. Thanks, y'all.
The live version, Lose My Soul. I don't want to gain the whole world or lose my soul. Exclusively on the Morning Brew Christian Podcast Show on iHeartRadio. Okay, I've got in closing on a song later on. I will share that with you. It's another one on love. Well, as I continue my series on love, today we're going to go back to my archives. And I am going to give you types of love in Scripture and how to experience them today. You know, from the moment we were all conceived, we need love in the form of care and attention. And we continue to need love to thrive from then on. In discussing love, the Bible cuts right to the chase, doesn't it? By declaring, whosoever does not love does not know God, because God is love. Find that in the good book of 1 John chapter 4 and verse 8. In fact, Jesus summarizes all scriptures in two commands about love. Love is with your heart, your soul, and your mind, and love your neighbor as yourself. All the law and the prophets, you know, Jesus explains. Hang on to these two commandments. Find that in the book of Matthew chapter 22, verses 34 through 40, when you get time later on in your Bible reading. You see, God created the world, friends, in everything in and out of love, declaring his creations good, us included. You know, before blessing us and the rest of the creation, as we will go back to the book of Genesis when you read Genesis chapter 1, how he created the world. You know, and considering that God is love, and we're made in his image. It is our responsibility to reflect God's love in all of his interactions. In fact, the Bible tells us plainly that we love one another. God lives in us, and his love made us complete in us. Find that in the good book of 1 John chapter 4 and verse 12. You see, friends, the New Testament was originally written in Greek, and it speaks of different kinds of love. A lot of people didn't know that, but that's just a refresher. Friends, the Greek used four words to distinguish between different forms of intensities of love. There's agape, which I teached on the other day, storge, phetou, and eros. Now, I may not pronounce all those right, but they'll make sense here in a little bit. As Christians, we should familiarize ourselves with these four forms of love. You see, God meant for us to express in different situations of our life. So what I'm going to do is I went back to my archives, and we're going to just kind of look at them, okay? Now, if you remember and you go back to my podcast from a couple of days ago, I talked about agape love, okay? And just let's refresh it. What is agape love in Scripture? Agape love is the highest level of love referenced in the Bible. The form of love is everlasting and sacrificial. Whether or not, the giver receives the same level of love in return. In the Greek translation of scripture passage, God is love. And keep this in mind. The word agape was specifically used to identify the type of love God embodies. Find that in the good book again in 1 John chapter 4 and verse 8. So the word agape was described by Paul in his famous passage in love. As we well know, and I'll read it again in 1 Corinthians chapter 13 verses 4 and 8. I've utilized this in a lot of weddings in the past that people have asked me, hey, Mr. Hall, can you incorporate this in our wedding? No problem, especially when you talk to them during consultation or talking to them about their marriage before they get married. Love is patient. Love is kind. It does not envy. It does not boast. It is not proud. It does not dishonor others. It is not self-seeking. It is not easily angered. It keeps no records of wrong. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always preserves. Love never fails. As Paul's description makes it clear, agape love is a perfect love. And see, God displayed this perfect love when he sent his only son to be sacrificed as an anointment for our sins, so that through our belief in Jesus, we may have eternal life. And likewise, Christ too showed agape love for his Father, for the humanity, and agreeing to live his life according to God's will. Despite his emotional and physical agony that Jesus knew that awaited him. You see, Jesus instructed us to strive to also, keep this in mind, folks, love one another in that perfect way. We know this because of that Greek word agape, okay, which is the translation of Jesus commanded to love one another as Christ himself has loved us. Find that in the book of John chapter 13 and verse 35. Now, although loving each other with agape love may seem like an unreachable pinnacle given our human weakness, but agape love is nothing less than a worthy goal that we should endure and ascend in our lifelong words and our actions. So just keep that in mind. Another love that's important in Scripture is called, believe it or not, storage love in Scripture. Storage love, friends, and keep this in mind on your notes, is used to describe a familiar love. This word describes types of deep and caring bond that develops naturally between parents and children, or husbands and wives, or boyfriends and girlfriends, or fiancés, even your siblings, as well as other people that you may consider to be your family. This type of love can withstand with many trials and is protected and loyal. Now, while the word storage itself is not found in Scripture, it's a contrary form. It is the word strongish in the Greek translation of Scripture to mean without natural affection. As we see in the King James Version or the KJV Version, in Romans, if you go to Romans chapter 1 and verse 31, Paul warns that during the end times that people would become so selfish that we'd live without any sense of natural affection for their own family. Find that also in the book of 2 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 3. So let me hold a thought there for a second while I'm talking about storage love. Think about it. What's going on in America? Yeah, we got the riots going on. Yeah, we got the protesting going on. We got chaos going on. We need love back in America. And by the way, let me go back on that. If I said storage, I meant storage love. Okay, I'm probably not pronouncing it right in my Bible notes. But it is deceptive in the Bible by concern shown by Jarvis for his sick daughter. If you remember, if you go back to the book of Luke, chapter 8, verses 40 through 56, and by the grieving shown by Martha and Mary for their brother Lazarus, remember that back in Go back to John chapter 11, verses 1 and 44. See, biblical figures who displayed this absence of this love included Cain when he lured and murdered his brother Abel, going back to Genesis chapter 4, verses 1 and 11, and Joseph's jealousy of his brothers who sold Joseph into slavery. Go back to Genesis chapter 37, verses 18 to 36. Now, there is also another kind of love, which is called a familial love in Scripture, and I'm probably not even pronouncing that right, and you'll just have to excuse me on some of these words. You would be able to guess the type of love meant by this familial love. It is known as a nickname of the city of Philadelphia. It is the city of brotherly love. Remember, Philadelphia nicknamed the city of brotherly love. Now, this word familial is expressly used in the Bible and refers to as the warmth and affinity of shared by close friends. Also, these friends were also actual siblings. A memorable way to think of familial love is to see it as a strange love, the love between family, applied to non-family members. Also, the love between friends. Interestingly, the Greek translation of the biblical passage telling us to be devoted to one another in love uses the Greek and the Philadelphia instructing us to love our neighbors as we would our brothers. Now, you can also go back in Scripture and read Romans chapter 12 and verse 10. There's a short Scripture verse on that that's very important. Now, the familial love is seen in Scripture in the passage of the rising of Lazarus. Do you guys remember that back in the Bible? I'll give you the Scripture to refresh your memory. They were told that Jesus wept over the side of his friend, Mary and others weeping over the death of Lazarus. Go to the book of John, chapter 11, read verses 33 to 35. At that sight, Jesus was crying. One of the witnesses in the passage pointed to the depth of Jesus' love for Lazarus by using a derivative word, familial, to exclaim. You see how he loved him, going back again to John chapter 11 and verse 36. Now, there's also another love, and it's called a eros love in Scripture. Eros love refers to romantic or sexual love, which is the root of English word of erotic. Eros or sexual love in or itself is not impure. But it is a gift from God to married couples so that you may express your love to one another and continue the human race. Now, why this word eros does not appear in Scripture, which it doesn't, but if you go back to the Song of Solomon, it was written in the command to the virtues of the passionate or the eros, love shared between a husband and a wife. The Song of Solomon also begins with the bride of profession and passionate love for her husband. Here's a Scripture verse you may want to keep in mind. Song of Solomon chapter 1, verses 1 and 2. Let him kiss me with the kisses of his mouth, for your love is more delight than wine. And keep in mind, friends, as the Song of Solomon makes it clear, that God intended for married couples to love each other emotionally as well as physically. Notably, eros love is the only type of love that, if practiced and without restraint, can become a sin. The Bible warns us that eros love without boundaries amount to sexual immorality. And let me give you some scriptures to reflect back on that. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 18. Also Galatians chapter 5 and verse 19. This is because eros love cannot be torn apart in relationships. If it is focusing slowly to one's personal gratification in contrast with the agape and the strange and the filial love, seek to strengthen relationship by emphasizing kindness and sacrifice toward others. So throughout the journey of our lives, we communicate love in different ways, with different levels of intensity, depending on the person who is receiving our love. But as Christians, love is at the heart of our beliefs. Because of that, we should strive to show love in its highest form. Agape love, as Jesus had told us to do. After all, it is through his love that it allowed us to abide in us. Again, go to 1 John chapter 4 and verse 12. And it is through love that we make ourselves known to the world as Christ's disciples. Go to the book of John, chapter 13 and verse 35. So there you go. That will give you some ideas, and forgive me if I talked about storage, which should have been syringe, and they probably ain't wording it right, love. Okay, if it makes any sense, you go back and you'll listen to my notes on that, okay? And again, this is how you're going to experience these types of love. And that goes with my series this week that I've been teaching on. We've got to have love back in America. It's very important. Well, in closing, I'm not going to try to make it too long today of a lesson. A very good dear friend of mine, Mr. B.J. Thomas. I have known him for a long time. He's a good man. A little testimony on B.J. he'd probably want me to share. And I did if you go back to my podcast show, you would hear me tell you a little bit about B.J., what he encountered in his life. He was an alcoholic, okay? Gloria started going to church when B.J. was out traveling, okay, in the younger years. They're still married. They're a beautiful couple. They've been married well over, I think, 52 years. Gloria is a very sweet, dear friend of mine, too, as well. By the way, B.J. does not like to be called Mr. Thomas. Just call him Billy Joe or B.J., okay? That's what he always told me. He's got some beautiful Chihuahua dogs, by the way. And a lot of golf clubs. The man loves to golf. Anyway, quickly about B.J. and his testimony, and I know he would want me to share this. He was an alcoholic, and as he was traveling, some of the people that know Gloria said, hey, we want you to come and go visit this church, and she did. She went to go visit a church. And as Gloria went to go visit a church, her heart got tugged, and she accepted Jesus Christ as her personal Savior. So when B.J. came back, and as B.J. had fell out of grace, but he had fell into sin, she encouraged B.J., and B.J. loves his wife so much that he would pretty much do what Gloria says. And I know they listen to my podcast show, and they're probably thinking, it's just example, okay? It's all going to make sense as the song starts. B.J. did accept Jesus Christ as his personal Savior. Praise the Lord. And he sings gospel music, which I encourage you, if you have Apple Music, if you have Google Music or whatever it may be, Amazon Music, search up B.J. Thomas gospel music. He has some great ones. But he does love Jesus Christ. We've shared our personal relationships with Jesus Christ. In fact, let me just tell you real quickly. This month is 47 years that I accepted Jesus Christ into my life at age 6 years old. My Sunday school teacher came to my parents' house, which they still live in. In fact, my parents will be married 55 years here in about a couple of weeks. And praise the Lord, they're healthy. Now, a lot of people cannot say my parents are alive because a lot of them aren't, sadly. But God has really blessed me with my parents. And I will tell you that. I will also tell you that my parents kept us in church. Now, I can't flash back to 1970 to what it is today in 2020, because times have changed. We didn't have social media back then. We didn't have streaming live audio. But we went to church and we got our soul fed. Now, there's some churches you probably won't get your soul fed, okay? There's probably some churches, and I'm not downing them, depending on if you go to the right one, Bible teaching, Bible believing, right? There may be some pastors that may put you to sleep. I remember going to a Baptist church in my younger years, and there's this guy that always sat next to us by the pew, and he'd always go to sleep. We had a good preacher back in the day. I've known a lot of funny, mighty fine preachers, I should say. I didn't say funny. I'm trying to say mighty fine preachers, but that could preach the gospel really well. I think that's what America needs. It needs someone to light a fire, a good fire, okay? And help bring people together. I really wish that 16 good preachers that I know of would come together and do like a Billy Graham crusade and televise it live and do a two-week crusade and teach on love. And maybe some of them that don't know Jesus Christ being the Beacon Lighthouse, they'll be touched and be reached. But I don't think that ever happened. That's just would be kind of nice to see that happening. But what I will tell you is, if you don't have it right with God, now's the time to get it right. And if I can help you, let me give you my ministry line again, 1-800-978-9735. Again, 1-800-978-9735. Anyway, at age 6, I did accept Jesus Christ in my heart. I go into my mom's kitchen today, and I still reflect back to 47 years ago, sitting at the table, and my Sunday school teacher telling me about Jesus. Just a quick message again, and I can't even stress it enough, to leadership team, to children's church directors, to youth ministers. And you're probably saying, oh, CA, what do you mean? I can't go to a house. Oh, yeah, you can. Yeah, you can. Don't go uninvited, but if a child tells you they want to know about Jesus, nothing wrong if you get parents' permission to come over, right? Sunday school teachers, same thing. Youth ministers, same thing. All across America, I'm not just picking on individuals. Pastors, the same thing. Pastors used to come visit at homes. Oh, I know times have changed, but if someone invites you, and I know we got the COVID-19, that I'd understand and all that, okay? But once we do get a vaccine, which I really do believe we're going to get a vaccine, there's no doubt in my mind. I really believe it in my heart. And if I'm wrong, then he's going to be coming back soon and very soon. And I'm like, y'all, I can't wait for the day. We need a wake-up call. You thought a wake-up call with this pandemic's going to do things and all that? Oh, you wait till he comes back. Every knee will bow, every head will turn, every knee will bow. Let me tell you, you ain't seen nothing on chaos like you're going to see this, because those of us that are Christians are going to be right up in the sky. We're going to be riders in the sky. We're going to be straight up. The ones that have not accepted Jesus are still going to be down here. Oh, you're going to have a chance during the tribulation period, and I'm hoping that I'll be able to go through Revelations. I still need to do that. So much has been going on, piece by piece, bit by bit. We're going to talk some Bible prophecies. I'm probably going to step on some toes and make you guys realize, some of y'all that know me, wow, he's right. I'm not God, but I can give you the biblical points, okay? All right, that being said, in closing, before we lay out in prayer, there's a song I want to play right now called Old Fashioned Love. Amen. My friend, my dear good friend, Mr. B.J. Thomas, you know, in closing, I just want to share this with you all that I remember we were talking. I said, you know, B.J., one of my favorite songs was not just really The Raindrops Are Falling on My Head. I mean, you walk into his house, he's got these gold records. I mean, really just amazing. I said, but there's that one particular song, and I remember him giving me some CDs that he wanted to sign and everything, which I don't even know where they're at. He'd probably wring my neck on that, on Old Fashioned Love. And not that we play CDs anymore. Everything's all, I don't know how you even word it. It's just all podcasting or, I don't know, Apple Music and stuff like that. I mean, depending on what you got. But, you know, I don't know. There's just something about that. If you heard the words, you know, whatever happened to Old Fashioned Love? Whatever happened to what it was? Sure, we can't flash back to 1970. A lot of y'all that know me, a lot of y'all that went to school with me, yeah, we can't fly back to 1970. We can have the memories, but you know what we can do? And I'm not even talking people that knew me back in. And I'm very blessed to have a lot of y'all that I've known from elementary all the way up to high school. I've known some of y'all for well over, let's see here. Hang on 1 second. 48 to 49 years, I know a few of y'all that I've went from elementary all the way. Hard to believe, isn't it? I myself and some of y'all that know me, I graduated from the class of Richland High School, class of 1984. Hard to believe, 36 years. It was on May the 31st. Goodness gracious, that's for another day. But God bless y'all. I'm glad God's keeping you healthy, safe, and your family as well. We've lost a lot of ours. A lot of people, a lot of good friends of mine I have lost. But, you know, I thank God each and every day for a gift of life. But think about this in closing before I do lead off in prayer. What happened to old-fashioned love, right? What happened? Is it still there? Of course it is. But we together, bonding together as brothers and sisters in Christ, we can help make old-fashioned love. And it starts off with our family. And then domino effects, and then goes to our children's church directors, youth ministers, pastors. Maybe a pastor needs an encouragement today. Well, you're going to be encouraged. We're going to pray for everybody. And maybe a youth pastor needs encouragement. We're going to pray for you too as well. Maybe a children's church director is low and down and out right now, and maybe they need it. Okay, we're going to pray for you too. And we're going to pray for maybe a brother or sister that's low and down and out. Well, we're going to do that as well. Okay, so let's lead off in prayer right now. And thank you for being attentive and listening to me on a Thursday morning. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for all you do. Dear Jesus, everybody that's down and out that's low right now in life, may you just fill their cup up. When their cup is empty, we know that you can fill cups up. And I just pray for each and everybody's cup that it would be filled up. Lord, we love you so much, and we thank you for everything that you do in our life. I pray you just touch us, and you heal America and the whole entire world. We thank Mr. Floyd and his family as the memorial service is coming up for him today. I just pray that you just wrap your arms around the family members, and I pray for peace, and I just pray for love. And take care of everybody with this COVID-19. We're continuing to pray for that for a vaccine. For we ask it in your precious name. Amen. All right, well, that's going to wrap it up on a Thursday. Remember, love, L-O-V-E, exclamation point dot. Well, this is CA, your Christian on-air personality on iHeartRadio. Friends, remember that the sun, that's right, does shine every day on the other side. And enjoy life, L-I-F-E, exclamation point dot. Be safe and love one another. We'll catch you tomorrow on a Friday. Have a good day. Bye for now.